Well, as we've been hearing, the Prime Minister's push for a conscience vote on gay marriage is already generating anger within the Labor Party. A Victorian Labor MP says it's a cop-out which goes against the Labor Party's principles. This adds to the pressure already on the Federal Party from states and territories to deal decisively with the issue, as Simon Lauder reports.
If Federal Labor MPs are allowed a conscience vote on gay marriage next year, it's likely to kill the bill. But Victorian State Labor MP Martin Foley warns the Prime Minister's call for a conscience vote won't make the debate go away.
If the Prime Minister thinks that this is a proposition that's going to remove the issue, she's deluding herself, because as we've seen around the world, the demand for the end of discrimination in marriage law will continue until it is removed.
The ALP will decide how to deal with the proposal at next month's national conference as the federal government continues to come under pressure from the states and territories. A bill to allow civil unions will soon be put to the Queensland Parliament with the support of the Premier Anna Bligh and her deputy Andrew Fraser. In the ACT, New South Wales, Tasmania, South Australia and Victoria, same-sex couples can already register their relationship, but some states believe that's not enough. Tasmania's lower house recently passed a motion calling on the federal government to change the Marriage Act. A similar motion will come before the ACT Parliament tomorrow, supported by the Greens' Shane Rattenbury.
Well, this motion stands a strong chance of being passed in the ACT. The local Labor Party at their state conference have passed a similar motion, and we expect that the Assembly will make a majority statement in support of marriage equality and calling on the Federal Parliament to pass the laws to make this happen across Australia.
Victorian Labor MP Martin Foley is one of a group of politicians called Rainbow Labor, campaigning for gay marriage. Mr Foley says there's not much more states and territories can do.
Whilst it's an important statement of principle, the reality is that this matter will be determined at the Federal Parliament level.
Mr Foley says the Prime Minister's call for a conscience vote on the issue is a cop-out. He says Federal Labor needs to reach a binding decision.
The Prime Minister's position is both very disappointing and slightly disingenuous. The whole proposition that you can have a values and beliefs conscience vote runs contrary to the whole notion of the ALP platform. This is not an area for a conscience vote. Across the nation, we've seen most state branches of the Labor Party resolve that marriage equality is an issue that needs to be dealt with. And now at the last minute, we've had the Prime Minister come over the top and say that an issue of fundamental equality is somehow an issue of belief and personal conscience.
Why isn't it a matter for a conscience vote? It's not something that unites people on party lines. Rather, it divides people on their own personal values.
Many issues in public policy divide people on their personal beliefs and values. The whole reason that you join the Labor Party is to sign up to a platform. Our platform talks about opposing discrimination. The current arrangements that discriminate against same-sex couples do precisely that. So if you support a proposition of removing discrimination where you see it, then you collectively take action on that. And for the Prime Minister to argue that this is somehow a special or an exemption issue is to fly in the face of over 100 years of Labor caucus solidarity on issues, and more to the point, is actually just playing to the corner of the party's conservative forces that she knows that she can conspire with to shoot down marriage equality.
What do you think will happen to this proposal at the conference?
Well, that's a question for conference delegates, of course, but I know that the majority of Victorian conference delegates, and certainly all the candidates for national president, have supported marriage equality, and I will be looking forward to the national conference endorsing that proposition.
That's the Victorian Labor MP Martin Foley, ending that report from Simon Lauder.